This is North Shore Today from Monday, October 3, 2013. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that in Beverly, the shovels are about to hit the ground as the Ellis Square reconstruction is set to begin. It's been a long time coming. The project was awarded nearly $220,000 in Community Preservation Act money in 2014, while Beverly Main Streets raised $100,000 through donations, according to the city. But now the trees are coming down and a fence is going up around the project. A groundbreaking is planned for Thursday at 5 p.m. at the square. Jen Wallace, Main Street's executive director, is quoted as saying if the weather cooperates, it's about a 2 to 3 month construction job. When it's complete, Ellis Square will not only be a place to gather, but will be much more attractive and inviting. It will feature a circular performance area surrounded by benches and new trees and shrubs. And the square located in the intersection of Cabot and Church Streets will also be larger. Peabody is throwing itself a 100th birthday party. Yesterday was the Centennial Parade. Here's Bill Newell.
The Peabody Centennial Parade celebrated the city's birthday with a bang on Sunday. In a story written by Leah Dearborn in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, she writes the following, quote, "I haven't been to a parade in about 40 years," said spectator and Peabody resident Arlene Dennis. "I heard this one is going to be good." The parade took nearly 2 years of planning on the part of the city and included more than 30 bands from across the country, with the NYPD Emerald Society Pipe and Drum and the Boston Firefighters Band in attendance. The entourage kicked off with a procession of police and fire department vehicles, Mayor Edward A. Betancourt Jr., and a collection of Peabody officials followed on foot. The parade is one of a number of tributes the city of Peabody planned for its ongoing centennial celebration. The next event is the Centennial Birthday Party in January. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
Kayla Colley reports on itemlive.com that in Marblehead, landfill capping, one of the largest ongoing projects in town, is expected to wrap up next month. Andrew Petty, Director of Public Health, is quoted as saying, "We're nearly at the final stages of the cap." The landfill closure began in August 2014 and accounts for more than $17 million of the $23 million allocated for the Marblehead Transfer Station upgrade. The town's existing landfill was constructed in the 1930s, and the incinerator was built in 1950. From 1930 to 1950, there was open pit burning with material brought on site, burned and placed in the landfill. Some products contain lead and other heavy metals, and those burned items have long-term environmental impacts. Rainwater pushes the contaminants into the groundwater. In the early 2000s, the town entered into a consent decree with the State Department of Environmental Protection to cap and close the landfill. If the town didn't comply with the consent decree, the daily fine would have been more than $1,000 per day. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester's top school officials have done a walkthrough of a 4.5-acre property that may prove an alternative site for building an expanded East Gloucester school. School committee chairman Jonathan Pope and superintendent of schools Richard Sapphire visited a site behind the former Espresso's restaurant on East Main Street. But Pope said this doesn't mean officials are backing off a controversial city-owned site in the area known as the Pines. Pope also acknowledged the committee needs to connect with other elements across the city, including the city council, to develop a comprehensive plan to assess the city's financial capabilities and, among other issues, how any current school buildings and sites might be used if the East Gloucester and Veterans Schools were combined. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.